From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. This week, Facebook is planning to raise more than $10 billion from investors by selling a small slice of the company to the public. In filings with the SEC, executives say Facebook could be worth more than $100 billion on its opening day of trading. After trading starts, many on Wall Street expect that number to grow, and that could make Facebook more than twice as valuable as Goldman Sachs. But as NPR's Steve Henn and Zoe Chase from Planet Money report, such a high valuation comes with a catch. Eventually, investors will demand high profits to match.
Zoe, you know what's cool?
$1 million.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
$1 billion.
Or these days, maybe $100 billion.
The movie The Social Network was about Facebook just starting out a few years ago. And back then, the company was just worried about getting users. Now the company's all grown up. 1 in 8 people on Earth are on Facebook. And now it wants to make some money.
Yeah, again, $100 billion. That's what Facebook is saying the company is worth.
And that would be the highest valuation ever for an initial public offering of a tech company. So is Facebook really worth this much money?
Right. That's the question everybody's asking. And there's a way to size up the worth of a public company. Once the company's trading on the stock market, as Facebook is about to be, there's this little number people use to gauge its value.
It's basically a fraction. The number on top is total value of the company on the stock market. And the number on the bottom is the company's profits over the course of the past year. It's called the price-earnings ratio.
I talked with a valuation expert, Anant Sundaram, at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth to gauge Facebook's $100 billion promise.
Its price-earning ratio is astronomical, off the charts, at roughly 100 times earnings.
Apple is under 15.
One way to think about that is it means it would take Apple almost 15 years to earn enough cash to buy itself. For Facebook, it would take a bit longer. It would take 100 years.
That number is so high because investors are betting Facebook's profits are going to explode. Sundaram says, judging from this price, these investors seem to believe that the company's profits will double and then double again and then maybe double again, all within the next few years. He says to justify the hype, 10 years from now, Facebook will need to attract one of every 10 ad dollars spent anywhere on the planet. That's not just on the internet. That's the planet.
Across all media, print, billboards, radio, television, internet. And that to me seems extremely aggressive. Is it doable? Probably, but extremely low probability is my guess.
When it comes to actually selling ads right now, Facebook is really still a baby in this industry. Last year, it sold a little more than $3 billion in ads globally.
But television, old-fashioned television, sold $68 billion in ads just in the U.S. alone. It turns out that TV is still by far the biggest ad market, and it knows how to spend that money. Every year, all the television networks throw a big party for their advertisers.
It's their way of saying thank you. It's their way of saying continue to advertise with us. Continue to, you know, we give them money, so they thank us for that.
Joanna Sapienzo is at a party that's being thrown by BBC America. She buys ads on their shows. Internet ad auction, it's not.
It's like a combination of like Clockwork Orange meets like the 1940s.
That's Joanna Gatto, sales coordinator for CBS. It's old-fashioned advertising, lavish. But the weird thing is that even people in television are totally enamored with Facebook. I sat down with Mark Gall, he's a sales exec at BBC America, and he didn't talk ratings. He talked about Facebook likes.
Yeah, Facebook is pretty cool, and it's helping us.
When I asked him about his biggest show, Top Gear, he didn't talk about its audience or its ratings or how many people watched. Around the world, he says 15 million people like it on Facebook.
Is that really big?
Yeah, it's huge. In the United States, it's probably the number one TV show with a social audience.
So he's selling television ads and drinking the Facebook Kool-Aid.
Facebook couldn't talk with us for this story. They're forbidden to by the SEC because they're about to go public. But the company did make an ad itself last week aimed at investors. The goal was to convince investors that Facebook is going to become this incredible platform for ads. And the pitch goes like this.
We offer a compelling value proposition.
That's Sheryl Sandberg, Facebook's number two in command.
A unique combination of four things: reach, relevance, engagement, and social context.
So right now, Facebook says it has more than 900 million people and counting. That's its reach. And it knows a ton about these people. If you're on Facebook, they probably know your age, your gender, where you went to school, what you like, where you live, who you're dating or married to, and maybe where you are right now, so they can target these narrow demographic slices accurately. And it's just the beginning. Facebook's spending a huge amount of time and effort trying to figure out how to bottle up all your friends' likes and interests and hobbies, and then use your friends to help sell you stuff.
It goes like this. Steve, you're trying to get a meat grinder for your kitchen, right?
No, not really.
Well, you should, because I just got one for myself, and it's awesome. I'm going to send you the link, and you should get it.
Capturing interactions like that one on Facebook and selling them as ads is Facebook's biggest pitch to investors.
This is word of mouth at scale for the very first time.
So this brings us to the big question, right?
The $100 billion question.
Are these Facebook ads, these ads that use your friends as unpaid pitchmen, going to become the bomb that will explode advertising as we know it?
Do social ads work?
I don't think they've, you know, nailed that exact formula yet.
That's Rob Leatherin. His business is to help big brands advertise on Facebook. He says when Google went public, they had this figured out.
You know, I don't know that Facebook has yet come up with the exact formula. The way Google, you know, built a great search experience, and then they stumbled upon the AdWords, what became AdWords, and which turned into the big cash cow for them. I don't know that Facebook has found that yet.
Now, just to be clear, Leatherin thinks they will. He's investing all of his time and a lot of his own money building a business around Facebook's success. But he says it's not a done deal.
In fact, earlier today, GM announced it was going to stop buying ads on Facebook because it's not convinced the ads work. I'm Zoe Chase in New York.
Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, who believes smart listening and smart banking go together. Learn more about Ally Bank at allybank.com.
This is NPR News.